going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Audio courtesy of FanDuel TV. 2-0 series, Tone. 2-0 series.
Yeah, what a game. What a surprising game that looked like it was going to be a total rout. Cavaliers shot insanely well from three-point range, 22 threes in a playoff game, and yet two-point game with about 4.5 minutes to go.
So a lot of people, you start to go, how am I going to explain this away? How is this going to happen? Because it was a 19-point game, and did you think about going to bed?
No, I wanted to see the Magic game, the Magic Celtics game. I was scouting.
How long were you up?
Well, it was on at the same time. Remember, that game started a half hour earlier.
That's right. So you turned over to the Celtics game?
Yeah, I was flipping back and forth.
Okay. Well, you can watch two things at once with Extend Technologies.
I thought that the way that game was going, normally you hit that many threes, everybody's playing well, everybody's shooting well. I remember when Okoro even hit the three in a corner, I'm like, well, This is about all she wrote. No real reason to sink your teeth into much more. I mean, the Cavs have the benefits. They have all the advantages personnel-wise. They've got the better team. They're deeper. They're better. They have a superstar in Donovan Mitchell, who at that point hadn't really come alive yet. He was the one guy that was kind of inefficient. And then I'm checking in because the Celtics were in trouble. They had Porzingis go down. Remember, they didn't have Tatum. Porzingis was bleeding all over the place. And I'm like, it's going to be a huge night for the Cavs where they could rest all their starters in the fourth and maybe, just maybe, the Magic could pull off the upset in Boston, tie up that series, and really make the Boston Celtics work extra, extra hard. So that was what was on my mind.
But that's a hell of a thought that you had right there. I was looking at social media. Obviously, people were freaking out because it got down to four, got down to a couple of points. It became tense, and I didn't truly believe they could have wasted the game. I didn't truly believe that. But I just refused to let myself. I go, there's no way they collapse when they're up by 19. There's no way that this is going to happen. And it ended up not happening. They ended up taking care of business at the very end. It did get a little bit tight. Donovan Mitchell spoke about that, and we'll talk about him here in a second. Kenny Atkinson, he spoke in the postgame, obviously, as head coaches are wont to do. Kenny had looked at it and said, well, we got some things we need to clean up.
Knew it was going to be a dogfight. I think we missed a ton of shots in that second half. A lot of open shots, I think. But we got to do a better job, right? We can't be a make or miss team. Like, oh, man, we're missing, and now they're grabbing offensive rebounds, and Tyler got loose on us. So we got things to clean up, but really proud of the guys for holding their composure.
What do you think of what Kenny just said?
To me, you can overstate it. I know Kenny's given a very disciplined answer, whatever. They had Donovan Mitchell. I mean, Donovan Mitchell was the difference. Donovan Mitchell came alive. He just decided, as often happens in playoff basketball, superstars got to just make shots. Sometimes you got to force them, too. It's not like a lot of those were in the flow of the offense. They were just, come down, shoot a three. We saw LeBron James do that many times. And if they're not going to come out and extend all the way out, regardless of whether you're having a good night or a bad night, because it kind of took him a little bit longer while everybody else was shooting a high percentage. He wasn't. And then in the fourth quarter, he just said, I am taking over this basketball game. Doesn't matter if they come out and pick me up, if they put a hand up. That doesn't matter if I'm 25 feet, 28 feet.
It was a nice feeling.
I'm just going to take over the basketball game. It's nice to have a guy like that.
I had one person in the comeback in the fourth at Miami was making, send a message to me about, where's our guy? I'm like, relax for a second. It's nice to have him on the floor. Now, obviously against Boston, I don't know if you're going to have that same type of advantage because you got great players over there, but they're bleeding like crazy over there. So that's something that we're going to get into a little bit later. However, Kenny Atkinson went a little bit further in his press conference and was asked a few more questions and talked about taking on Miami and taking that first punch in the first quarter.
I told the guys after the first quarter, I said, that's it. We took the punch. They hit us. They're coming at us hard. They were super physical, super high energy, and we just support in that first quarter. And I thought we kind of held our ground. I said we just got to do it longer. I felt like 48 minutes we were gonna get them, but it was important to withstand that first blow for them in the first quarter.
The question is for me, well, two things. One, is the series over already? Hold off on that just a moment. Two, did the Cavs need a game like that? For the short term of the series and the long term, seems that Donovan Mitchell thinks they did.
I love the fact that, you know, the game happened like this. I'd much rather this than, you know, win by 20 like we did the other night, back-to-back, especially going into an environment like we are. We had to really find a way as a group. You know, we were up. We did a lot of things positive, did some negative things, and then we responded. You know what I mean? So I think that's just going to help on a night-to-night basis.
What were the first couple of games? The first couple of games against Orlando last year were blowouts, right?
Yeah.
We blew their doors off at like 40 the one night.
Did not seem competitive.
So I think he goes back to what that was. I think there's two questions that you and I have to answer right now. One, was this something that was needed? Donovan seems to think it is. Now, is that lip service or is that something that you believe is true? Tell me.
I don't know if it was needed. Obviously, I would have loved if all our guys could have just sat out the fourth quarter rather than having to play. Now, the good news is I don't think any of them are real, real banged up. I do know Darius was limping throughout most of the fourth quarter, and he stayed in the game. So if they had to play a game today, you know, would that be trouble? I know, you know, Max Strus had looked like a heating pad on at one point in the fourth quarter before he came back into the game. So, you know, yeah, it would have been nice to just have those guys on the bench and just have a laugher. They didn't. So is it nice that they had a little bit of adversity? Sure, I can understand what he's saying there.
Using the A word again.
Yeah, I was very surprised. I mean, normally you shoot as well as the Cavs do, and that's it. I mean, 22 threes on 49% from the field. In the regular season, that's normally a 30 to 40-point blowout. So the fact that it was even a two-point game, you know, shows you that the Cavs still do have a few weaknesses that teams can go after. Like, that was the surprising part to me, is how the Heat were able, Davion Mitchell and Tyler Hero abused our perimeter defense, which surprised me. I didn't see that as...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
As something that I thought, like, normally, you know where teams are kind of going to pick you apart. Yeah, every team's going to attack Darius, and the Heat did it really from the start of the game. But the fact that they had that much success to get back into the ball game, you know, that's going to be something for Kenny to definitely get them. Did they fall asleep a little bit? Did the fact that they had the big lead, is that what maybe took over their psyche? Because you see that in a regular season. So many regular season games.
Well, they just end like that.
Well, yeah, you're up big because, you know, it's because of the three-point shot, teams can always get back in it. But again, you outscored Miami from three by 18 points. I think that was a surprise. I think if the Cavs are being honest, they are very surprised that they would shoot. That's as what the Cavs might not have another game in the playoffs where they hit 22 threes.
Yeah, but at the same time,
it's a one possession game in the fourth.
Miami, I know they went cold there in the middle, but I didn't think that they were. I don't think anybody thought that Miami was playing particularly bad. I mean, from the field, I think they were still over 50% for the night. Yeah, they were still over 50% for the night. So I thought Miami was playing good. I just thought for a long stretch that the Cavs were playing far better.
They were.
And then when the Cavs went cold, and boy, did they go cold at the worst time possible, end of the third, into the fourth, that's when Miami was still a warm basketball team, were able to go on a 13-2 run, change the way that people saw this basketball game, and then were able to get right back in it. Now, there were a couple of situations that I thought could have been cleaned up. I don't know why. Do they trust Evan Mobley down the stretch? Do they trust him down the stretch? Like, there's more questions than answers on that. Do they trust him down the stretch?
Well, trust him is in how, like, they're not going to run.
Because he kind of got taken out of the offense.
They're not going to run a ton of plays. He's not at that stage of his career. Like, when you watch teams like the Denver Nuggets, I mean, 100% of the plays are going to go through one guy.
Jokic, okay, yes.
We're not remotely there. Like, even the KG comparisons, like, they're not remotely there yet with Evan. They're not just going to throw the ball into him, wait to see if a double team comes and get an offense. That's not the way this team is built right now. This team is still going to be, at the end, it's going to be big moments. Donovan Mitchell with the ball. Does somebody come up and set a screen? Do they want a little screen? Do they want a big little screen? Like, how do they want to operate? And then as you get closer to the end of the shot clock, clear out. I'm just going to work.
It was still the typical playoff basketball that is, it's going to turn into clear out. One guy's going to take over, and it's going to become something of a one-on-one basketball game. Davion Mitchell is very impressive. I think a lot of people are getting to know this guy who are Cavs fans. Very impressive in this game. A formidable foe, if you will. The question also is, are you willing to declare the series over? Yeah. I don't think are.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't have the guys. I mean, they need to rely on so much that I don't think they're going to be able to rely on from game to game.
Like, I don't think the series is over.
Oh yeah. I mean, they were 12-point favorites in that game. They were 12-point favorites in the opening game. They'll still be favorites on the road in Miami. I still would be kind of surprised at this point if it's not a sweep. I think they took a nice punch there in the fourth. I give credit to Miami for being able to hang in there. But yeah, this series is over. I think you could start to mentally get ready for the Indiana Pacers, most likely.
Are you serious? You think the series is over?
Yeah.
216-474-0092. They gave up a 19-point lead. They did not cover the spread last night. Not that that matters. They still won.
Oh, it mattered to some people.
They gave up a 19. Well, for you and I, it doesn't. They gave up a 19-point lead. I don't think that they nearly coughed it up. I did not think that they were going to choke and lose. But they still gave up that lead. It's still Miami. It's still a smart basketball team. If they had Jimmy Butler, it would be different. But ifs and buts, candy and nuts, and all the other stuff.
Maybe I'd be a little more scared that the series could be prolonged.
Yeah.
But I still said yesterday before the game, I'm like, even if they had Jimmy Butler, I'd still pick us in probably five or six.
Holy God, yeah, you almost made me cuss at you.
The Cavs are way better than the Heat. They were way better
good.
All year.
They're really, really, really good. But damn, like, I don't know. I don't think the series is just over.
No, with that said, I thought the series was well over last year when the Cavs were up 2-0. I was stunned.
So you didn't learn a lesson from last year?
Well, I think the Cavs are way better than they were last year. And this Heat team, I was very surprised they got back into it because in the second quarter, the Heat were playing regular season G League defense.
I agree with.
They were not closing out. They were just giving like Max Strus. They weren't even contesting shots. They weren't getting back in transition. They weren't getting loose balls. It was almost very sad to see the Heat culture, you know, go poof.
Listen
like that. And
you.
Then they showed some fight. I will give them credit because Davion Mitchell and Tyler Hero were outplaying Darius and Donovan up until Donovan went ballistic there at the end and scored 17 in the fourth.
All right, 216-474-0092. You agree with Tone? Is the series over? I got to learn from last year. This is a tough team that you're playing. I think that they are better than what, well, I don't know if they're better than what you faced last year with Orlando. I got to tell you that because that's the team that still had Jalen Suggs and that's the team that had Mo Wagner. But I think I still have to go back to last year and go, man, you beat that team so badly. And I know that this team is better. I understand that. But damn, series over. I still got to get a win on Saturday. If they get it to 3-0, obviously, on the road, it's like, okay, then that's it. But damn, I can't bring myself to say, and I'm a positive guy, I can't bring myself to say the series is over. I'm very surprised
that,
you're saying
is
this.
Is that a lack of faith in the Cavs because you just haven't seen this team?
It's just me being respectful.
Have a lot of playoff
success? It's just me being respectful to the history. I think that's what it is. I don't want to start shooting my mouth off considering where last year went, where I'm sitting on a cruise ship last year in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, congratulations on all my success. But I'm sitting on a cruise ship checking my phone because I'm in international waters and I couldn't get the game, which, by the way, a bunch of other people couldn't get the game, apparently. We'll get into that later on. But I'm furiously checking, and then in the first half I go, oh, my God, they're going to lose the series. They're going to lose the series to the Orlando Magic. I cannot freaking believe. And I'm going, well, at least Lima has to deal with all this because I can't even send a tweet, so forget it. To now, they're up 2-0, same thing. They beat up on Miami in game one, even though it was a little tighter than what the final score indicates. They go out to a huge lead in game two. That lead closes to within a possession. And they end up winning. Great win. A good performance. It's playoff basketball, and because it's playoff basketball, no, I cannot say the series is over yet. So I ask you guys, do you guys agree with Tone? 216-474-0092. Is this series over? I'm hearing tough talk and Tone.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.